Pope Leo responds to Trump criticism, "I'm sorry to hear that." By Simon Kent on April 13, 2026. Pope Leo XIV responded Monday to President Donald Trump criticizing him over the U.S.-Israel war in Iran, telling reporters the Vatican works for peace and reconciliation based on the teachings of the gospel, adding he fears neither the Trump administration or vigorous debate. "To put my message on the same plane as what the president has attempted to do here, I think is not understanding what the message of the gospel is," Leo told the Associated Press aboard the papal plane en route to Algeria, where he is beginning an historic four-country Africa trip. "And I'm sorry to hear that, but I will continue on what I believe is the mission of the church in the world today." He spoke a few hours after Trump labeled him as weak on crime and terrible for foreign policy, and added he does not want a pope who opposes the actions of the Trump administration, as Breitbart News reported. In a post on Truth Social, Trump stated he likes Pope Leo's brother much better than he likes the pope. Trump also noted he does not want a pope who thinks it's okay for Iran to have a nuclear weapon, or who thinks it's terrible that America attacked Venezuela. History's first U.S.-born pope stressed he was not making a direct attack against Trump or anyone else with his general appeal for peace and criticisms of the delusion of omnipotence that is fueling the Iran wars and other conflicts around the world, the AP report notes. "I will not enter into debate. The things that I say are certainly not meant as attacks on anyone. The message of the gospel is very clear, blessed are the peacemakers," Leo said. "I will not shy away from announcing the message of the gospel and inviting all people to look for ways of building bridges of peace and reconciliation, and looking for ways to avoid war any time that's possible." Speaking to other reporters, the AP report notes he added, "I'm not afraid of the Trump administration or of speaking out loudly about the message of the gospel, which is what the church works for. We are not politicians. We do not look at foreign policy from the same perspective that he may have," the Pope said, adding, "I will continue to speak out strongly against war, seeking to promote peace, promoting dialogue and multilateralism among states to find solutions to problems. Too many people are suffering today, too many innocent people have been killed, and I believe someone must stand up and say that there is a better way," the Pope said. Pope Leo XIV is currently undertaking the first-ever papal trip to Algeria, aiming to promote Christian-Muslim coexistence in Africa. The African continent has long been a troubled zone for followers of the Christian faith. The papal journey comes after Nigerian Christians experienced deadly suspected jihadist attacks in at least five states on Easter Sunday, the holiest day on the Christian calendar, involving direct attacks on Easter services, mass abductions, and indiscriminate firing on local victims. As Breitbart News reported, the attacks followed a massacre that killed at least 30 people on Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter that marks the opening of Holy Week, in Plateau State, one of the deadliest places in Nigeria to practice the Christian faith. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.